Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. Yo, yiggity yo. Welcome back to the Beast Podcast. Your host, Deshaun Beasley on Instagram, coach_Bees. Go ahead and give me a follow on IG, Instagram. And go ahead and give the podcast. Let me roll up my windows, get y'all some better sound quality. I'll bake in the car, I guess. I'll just be in here cooking. But follow the podcast at Beast Podcast. On today's show, I want to talk about, what do I want to talk about? I had a couple different topics that I wanted to talk about today, but I can only choose one, and that's actually what we're going to talk about today, priorities and prioritizing, how to figure out what's a priority for you and how to create your day, week, month, to reflect those priorities that you have in your life. And I'll talk about that here in a second. Something that I'm currently going through and learning as a young, you know, young entrepreneur, as a young, you know, being in a fresh relationship and all these things. Three things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for music. Oh my goodness, I love music. It can tell a story like nobody else can. I'm grateful for Chase Bank. I used to have Bank of America. Bank of America is trash. I guess I won't be getting any sponsors from them. But Chase Bank, man, they be looking out, man. And I'm also grateful for my body, like being able to move. I was injured like maybe a month ago where I couldn't really play basketball like that. And now I'm actually in the full swing of things, able to play ball because of some new habits that I picked up as far as doing my yoga and adding that as a priority. But anywho, we're going to talk about priorities. So one of the things that I'm currently struggling with is feeling overwhelmed. Like, I often feel like there's only 168 hours in a week, and I'm like, yo, I got all this stuff that I have to get done, all these things that I'm responsible for. And I'm struggling to get them done. Like, I 100% transparent. Like, I'm struggling to keep up with the commitments that I'm making. You know, on one hand, I'm overcommitting. And on the other hand, I'm not being as effective as I could be with my time. So one of the things, there's a friend of mine who's currently living in Germany right now. We do this daily commitment call where every Monday through Friday, typically we schedule the time and we'll go through like our commitments for the day, you know, like what it is that we're trying to accomplish for the day. And we hold each other accountable for it, because the following day we'll look back at our commitments, be like, what did you do? Like, which ones did you fulfill? And if you didn't fulfill it, what got in the way from getting you to fulfill it, right? Because a lot of times, you know, we fall short on certain commitments and we just dub it as a failure. Like, we're just like, oh, I didn't get it done because we use some BS excuse. But when you actually, like, it's interesting because we've been doing it for about 2 months now, and what we're starting to see a couple trends, right? A lot of times we don't finish our commitments. Well, at least for myself, let me speak for myself. I'm not finishing my commitments because I didn't plan accordingly for the day. Like, I didn't plan either my energy or my time properly to complete a certain task. And on the call that we had today, Wednesday, I know you're probably hearing this on a Friday or Monday, but on the call that we had, you know, I was telling him, I think a lot of it, you know, I gotta dig deeper to the source of the root of the problem. I think a lot of it is priorities. I think I'm prioritizing the wrong things. So what we did is, for the month of June, we tried it out. It was very effective, and we're doing it again for July, is we set goals in each of the areas in life. So it's been a while since we did one of these episodes, but we talk about the Zig Ziglar seven spokes the seven areas in life that you need to be balanced in. You got friends and family, you got career, you got health, you got relationship, you have physical environment, as in your personal space, you have finances, you have one of the ones that we wanted to add was fun. So like fun and recreation. And there's one more area that, personal growth. So eight areas. We do eight areas. I've referred to the seven as Zig Ziglar, but we added that fun and recreation category because especially when you're a striving individual, always setting goals, you got to have some time for fun or you're going to get bogged down and wore out. So we set goals in each area. Like, what are some key things that we want to accomplish by the end of the month? You know, we set these goals, we set these metrics, and as I started to plan my days and my weeks, I started to realize, like, yo, what I set as a priority or a goal at the beginning of the month, I'm not really focusing on my day to day or my week by week, you know? So I had to, you know, kind of slow down, and I had to realize, like, as far as myself, I had to decommit from some things, meaning either I had to delegate it onto somebody else or I had to, you know, I had to man up and be like, hey, this is something I can no longer do. And that's why we're here today on this podcast, because as you set priorities in your life, like, don't get me wrong, if you're committing to something, by all means, like, do what it is that you said you're going to do. But before you make that commitment, you have to really look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, like, is this getting me closer to where I want to go? If the answer is yes, okay, how is this getting closer to where I want to go? Because a lot of times you can manipulate it. You can manipulate that question and be like, yeah, this is getting me where I want to go because this, and this. And I'm not saying every time that you commit to something, there's going to be a straight line, like a direct correlation to your advancement in one of those eight areas that I previously discussed. I'm not saying there's going to be a direct correlation, but there needs to be some type of correlation to where you could be like, oh yeah, I'm going to, for example, I'm creating workout programs for this organization called Reaching Sports that I'm partnering with. And initially it was such a low priority for me because I'm like, yo, I'm not getting paid for it. You know, I'm sacrificing a lot of time, like kind of put it on the back burner. But once I set the goals in my areas, as far as what I want to do in my life and my business and in my personal life, I realized, like, wait a second, this is a high priority task and I need to treat it as such. And that's why I was lagging behind in my responsibilities, because I didn't see it as a priority. I saw it as like a chore. What was it? I think it was Inky Johnson said it best. He said, when you're going through your day to day, like, you have to go through things with a certain level of gratitude, right? Like, it's not I have to do it. It's I get to do it. I have the opportunity to do it, right? And when you go into things with that certain level of gratitude, it helps you be more grateful, right? Be more happier, fulfilled when you're actually completing a task. But it also, it makes you go into it with a different level of focus and a level of intention, right? So, and that goes, and I feel like it's the same if you're decommitting. Like, you know, I'm choosing not to do this because I want to choose to do something else. Like, that's a deliberate choice that you're making. And you, those are tough choices that you have to make when we talk about prioritizing and getting you where you want to go. So let me give y'all some tangible action steps that can help you prioritize things in your life to help you, you know, better attain your goals, strive for your goals. The first tip that I would do is take the time to sit down and figure out what it is you really want. A lot of times we feel overwhelmed, we feel bogged down, and all these things because we lose sight of what it is that we want. Like, especially for me, I was losing sight of what the big picture was, you know, what it is that I was trying to do in the long term. The second thing is you have to write it down and write out all the actionable steps that it's going to take for you to achieve said goal. Because once you listen into steps, it no longer becomes a dream. It actually becomes like a tangible thing that you can see yourself progressing towards. And that third step is the most important, in my opinion, because I usually do the first two, but the third one I've been slacking on, which is reference to it on a daily and weekly basis. Because once you lose sight of that goal, you start prioritizing other things that aren't in alignment with your goal. You know, you start prioritizing, like, for example, I ran into this problem last week. I had free time, you know, and I decided to prioritize, you know, playing ball and playing pickup rather than actually getting tasks done. It made me feel good in the moment. Not gonna lie. I love playing basketball. But if I were to reference my goal in that moment when I was making that decision, okay, which task is gonna get me closer to my goal? Okay, that would help me make a much easier decision. Like, definitely deciding to play ball for a shorter amount of time and then going to do my work, or maybe even doing my work, preferably doing my work before I play ball, you know, would help me get closer to my goal. But because I decided to opt for the having fun and playing basketball, certain things didn't get done, which led to me being behind schedule, which led to me feeling overwhelmed, so on and so forth. And it was all because of that split second decision. So if I would have, you know, earlier in that day, like, referenced back to my goal, referenced back to what it is that I want to do, then I maybe would have made a better decision, right? And that's the thing, like, and why I like this daily commitment and accountability call that I do with my friend Fisher. And I would advise all of you to do this if you're struggling with prioritizing certain things, because this accountability call, like, it forces me to be like, dang, I said I was going to do these things and I didn't do them. So it's my fault if I don't achieve my goal. It's not anybody else's fault. And I think that's the biggest takeaway that I hope you guys take from this podcast, is that if you have a goal or if you have something that you want to do and you're not prioritizing the goal or you're not prioritizing the task that go into attaining that goal, it all falls back on you at the end of the day. So you have to really make sure that your priorities are priority and you're treating them as such. I know it was a little long-winded, a little all over the place, but I had to preach to myself. That's what this podcast is for. Y'all just hear me spaz on myself. That's pretty much what it is. But if you enjoy me spazzing on myself, go ahead and share this with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get value from it. And we'll catch you on the flip side. All right, y'all. Peace. Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.